Opening theme music fades in. Gigglesmith. Hello, hello, hello. It's your favorite humorist, Gigglesmith Gina, here to bring a little sparkle and sizzle to your day with our latest episode of Pun Intended. Today, we're diving into a world where humor meets the periodic table. Yes, you got it. We're cracking open the vault of chemistry jokes that are guaranteed to cause a hilarious reaction. So grab your lab coats and goggles, and let's get chemical. Sound effect. Bubbling the flask. Let's start off with a bang, or should I say, a barium. Why did the acid go to the gym? To become a buffer solution. You see, in the quirky world of chemistry, even acids need a good workout. Moving on to our next element of humor, why do chemists like nitrates so much? Because they're cheaper than day rates. Oh, it's all about the savings in the chemistry world, folks. Now, this one is for those who appreciate a little irony in their humor. What do you call an acid with an attitude? Amino acid. Yep, even molecules can have a little sass. And here's a classic that never fails. I tried to tell a chemistry joke, but I got no reaction. It's tough being a comedian in the lab, isn't it? Now let's talk about the romantic side of chemistry. Why did carbon marry hydrogen? They bonded well from the minute they met. In chemistry, it's all about that perfect bond. And for our safety tip of the day, what do you do with a sick chemist? If you can't helium and you can't curium, you might as well barium. Always remember safety first in the lab, folks. Before we wrap up, let's not forget about our noble gases. Helium walks into a bar. The bartender says, "We don't serve noble gases here." Helium doesn't react. Because noble gases are just too cool to react, aren't they? Ah, it's been an absolute blast sharing these chemistry jokes with you all. Remember, laughter is a catalyst in the experiment of life, so keep those giggles coming. Closing theme music fades in. Thanks for tuning in to Pun Intended with me, Gigglesmith Gina. Make sure to follow us on mathjokes.net and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, keep your ions positive and your test tubes clean.